Warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains.
It's also the name for a coastal southwest wind going from Oregon north. That will blow from Oregon north. Have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Chinook?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a Chinook, but I didn't know exactly what kind of wind it was.
Yeah, well, those are the two that it could be.
Well, I never knew what a Chinook was. I thought it would be something like, you know, a Chinook wind would be something in Alaska or somewhere up there.
So that would be more like the Oregon, up to a coastal wind in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an Eskimo term, isn't it?
I'm not sure if it's Eskimo or some other tribe that's in the Northwest. It could be. I don't know. What about a blue norther? Have you heard of a blue norther?
I've heard of a blue norther.
Now, what's that?
That's where it's colder than hell.
What are some cultivated grasses that they grow on farms?
Here?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Wheat, barley, rye, milo maize, corn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some local trees. You already mentioned some, the cottonwood and...
Cottonwood and elm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard elm too. I didn't realize the elm was local. It was a native plant.
You call them Chinese elm here. There's one right there in the front yard. That's a pine tree here, but the one on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chinese elm.
It's just tall and...
They're big bushy trees. They also have mulberries here, but those are all imports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones they have now, because since they've outlawed the bearing mulberry trees.
Oh, huh. Because of the pollen.
Because of the pollen.
Yeah, I wonder if
and
they
And purple berries.
Mm-hmm. Messy.
They're messy. They used to have someone on my way to school, and we would get a few of them on the way, but we always stopped to climb the trees and ate them in the spring when the berries would come right, come on the purple.
We used to have one
over you.
They sure are good. We used to have one at our swimming pool. let's see. Do you know what the name of a tree is that drops those big burrs? It's a big tall tree with really neat leaves, but it drops big burrs.
Burrs?
Yeah.
No.
They're burr-like. I mean, they're not like sticker burrs that we have in our grasses here, but they're like circular.
But a tree?
There's a tree, yeah, that drops. I'd never seen this before I went to Georgia, actually.
No, I have no idea what they are.
It's a sycamore.
Is it a sycamore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd never seen that, and I was like, what's dropping all of these? They drop them on your head, too.
Not the only kind of burrs that we have here, grass burrs and cockle burrs.
Mm-hmm. What are cockle burrs?
They're a plant. Plant looks similar to sunflower, but they develop a burr that gets into the tail of horses and cows.
Is it that burr that looks like an egg?
It's egg shaped. Uh-huh. Usually about 3/4 to an inch.
How about the grass burrs? Are those the goat heads?
Well, goat heads are the kind that they're. They grow flat.
Uh-huh.
Grass burrs are on a stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And the burrs have finer spines, mm-hmm. where the goat head looks like a goat,
mm-hmm.
with big horns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those hurt the worst.
Especially if you're barefooted.
Yeah. What are those trees in Cloudcroft that turn yellow and red in the
aspen?
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for aspen that you know?